Hillary Clinton joins New York Governor Andrew Cuomo in push for very late-term abortions. By Dr. Susan Berry on January 7, 2019. Failed Democrat presidential candidate Hillary Clinton joined with New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to push for state legislation that will permit abortions at any time a patient's health needs to be protected. Clinton and Cuomo announced Monday they would be urging a measure that would codify Roe v. Wade in New York's law now that Democrats are in control of the state Senate. Such a bill has already passed the state assembly in the past. Currently, New York law bans abortions past the 24th week of pregnancy, unless the mother's life is in danger. The Reproductive Health Act, Senate Bill S-2796, however, would allow abortion within 24 weeks from the commencement of pregnancy, or there is an absence of fetal viability, or at any time when necessary to protect a patient's life or health. Additionally, the bill eliminates any concept that an unborn baby is a person. The legislation ends criminal penalties for self-abortion and, in the case of an unborn baby who is the victim of a homicide, defines person as a human being who has been born and is alive. Clinton and Cuomo welcomed the late-term abortion bill and criticized the pro-life Trump administration. "Our right to make the most deeply personal decision is facing the most significant threats in recent memory," Clinton said, reports Town Hall. "This administration has rolled back access to reproductive health services at home and around the world and proposed cuts to international health development and diplomacy that put both women's lives and our national security at risk." Cuomo, in turn, joked, "I love Hillary, don't tell Bill. The nation made a terrible mistake and I believe they regret it." He added, referring to her 2016 loss to President Donald Trump. "Kavanaugh is going to reverse Roe v. Wade. I have no doubt, Gorsuch is going to reverse Roe v. Wade." Cuomo vowed not to pass a state budget until the Reproductive Health Act and the Contraceptive Care Act have passed. Kathleen Gallagher, director of pro-life activities for the New York State Catholic Conference, told the Catholic Courier the bill will expand abortion within the state because it also allows non-doctors to perform abortions and repeals protections that are currently in our law for babies who are accidentally born alive during an abortion. Pro-life activists and medical providers also note that allowing abortion at any time a patient's health needs to be protected is purposefully vague. The doctors observed that, in the UK, 97% of the nearly 200,000 abortions occurring annually take place on the grounds of mental health. In May, Stephen Aden, chief legal officer and general counsel at Americans United for Life, told Breitbart News the Irish psychiatrists are exactly right. "The American experience has been that allowing abortions for mental health reasons opens the door to rubber stamp abortions for any reason or no reason. Abortion on demand," he explained, noting the extent to which the term health is a catch-all. When the U.S. Supreme Court imposed abortion on all 50 states in 1973, it defined the health exception for abortions at any time in pregnancy to include all factors: physical, emotional, psychological, familial, and the woman's age, relevant to the well-being of the patient, Aden said. All these factors may relate to health. During her presidential campaign in 2016, Clinton said, "The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights."